All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now... Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
All right, I'm in London right now at the Keswick Hotel with Novak and Dimitri from Jackass, and
immigrant.
Hello, nice to meet.
And he's a Russian fucker, but it's really hectic right now because
first off, we found him paint.
Yeah. Well, we found the guy who did a donut in my Lamborghini in Serbia, who totally dropped the clutch and caused me $10,000 worth of fucking damages, and the car still isn't the same. We found the guy's address. So when we flew into London, we didn't get any sleep. We landed at 10 in the morning, and we found the guy's car. It was a Peugeot.
And, $2,000 car, I think.
We doused the motherfucker with all this white paint, broke all the windshield, and I am completely covered in white paint from head to toe. Even my $20,000 watch has white paint all over it, and I got white paint all over the rug of the hotel. They're fucking fed up. The taxi driver's fed up. I'm sitting there scrubbing this goddamn sofa out in the driveway of the hotel.
You're scrubbing the rug. You're scrubbing the walls, dude. You're scrubbing every fucking thing. I mean, there's literally footprints.
Because he wanted 500 pounds, which is $1,000, because of the white paint in the back of the car. I'm like, it's water-based, you faggot.
Well, you did it.
Wow.
Now the whole room's covered in paint. It's just not fucking working, dude. Thanks to you. Really appreciate that. You can't keep fucking shit clean.
Look at me.
You're hell.
That's your roommate talking to you.
Yeah, right?
Dimitri, sit over here. Come sit next to
me. Go sit between his legs, dude. I think Bam's turned into a gay homo.
Look,
on this
you
trip.
Dude, he wiped my ass yesterday because I farted in his face. He's like, yeah, you got some juice in there. I bet you $1,000 that you got juice. I'm like, I don't have any juice, and I knew I didn't. He's like, let me wipe your ass then. He wiped my ass. It was the most uncomfortable
thing
in
the world. That's love, dude. That's what a brother does for a brother. He wipes a nigga's ass.
Thank you, Dimitri.
Getting your ass wiped by another grown man is the grossest thing in the world, dude. I felt so violated.
The grossest thing is having another grown man hold your wiener while you take a leak.
No, I'd rather have somebody hold my wiener while taking a leak than somebody spread my ass cheeks and wiping them. Dude.
You like
so
pretended to do it to me, and your finger kind of went up my ass, but like outside my jeans, and it was gnarly. And I pulled his pants down, but he tried to tell me everybody that after he fucking farts or at any time, if I rub toilet paper up his asshole or my asshole, that there's not a brown spot. Like there will be a brown spot in my asshole right now.
Was there then?
No, because you puckered up, bitch.
I did not. You spread my ass wide open.
You would not. You puckered up like you were in jail, boy.
If you did pucker up, how can you blame him, dude? You can't have another man fingering another man's ass. Even if there's teepee involved.
Dude, just pretend it's a hot broad.
It really was gross.
And, you know, it's gross. It's serious stock. Let's raise that shit up, son.
Yeah. Get paid. So now the thing is, we're covered in white paint. We brought no change of clothes. Not one.
I know. And when we land in London, the customs are like, "Where's your bags?" Like, is all we had was ghost stories from Chester County. That's the only. Come on,
and
Dimitri.
Dimitri,
this is the third fucking glass you broke in my hotel, man.
Dude, look, it's already broke.
Come on.
He's worse than G, dude.
He is. Dude, you're a New York G.
You're worse.
He's a Philadelphia G, but you're a fucking New York G.
G's like 250 at least.
Yeah, you're 200.
We're not talking about your weight. You walk in,
you're
and you
220,
break,
son.
You break everything.
Yeah, you broke the lamp. You broke two glasses, and now you just broke and fuck another one, dude.
It's not even your room.
Don't break another. Yeah. Dimitri, no.
I like your style, Meech. So, anyways, we're here for
just because he films for Jackass, he thinks he can fucking break everything. What else do you do?
Meech is in the movie.
I'm the director of photography. I'm a co-director.
What do you do, Meech?
Produce half the shit, write half the idea stuff.
what's your pay off this, bitch? What'd you make?
Dude, I can't even walk. I got fucked in the ass so hard.
Yo, Jackass made $80 million in the box office, and here I am buying Coach tickets from British Airways for me and Novak to get here to promote the London movie. Dude, I'm so fed up. We have to do press at 8 in the morning.
There's no we involved in that. I don't got to do dick.
I am waking up when I feel like waking up because I bought my own ticket here, and I am doing whatever the fuck I want.
Jack doesn't even give a fuck that I'm here, so you don't got to even nudge me at 8 in the
morning.
You
know what's so funny?
Don't even talk to me at 8
Dimitri,
in the morning, bitch.
Seriously, hop on the phone. Because tell me about how Paramount said that that they don't need anybody to come, and now that everybody's here, what?
Hello, this is Mr. Paramount. How you doing? Yeah, we don't need anyone to come out here to do press or publicity because the movie's a success. But since everyone paid their way to get out here, we might as well milk these little bastards and get some press out of the deal. And we're not paying for incidentals. Thank you.
Dude, it sounds like
and the funniest thing is, they're like, yeah, they bought me and Missy a business class ticket with a layover in Chicago, which is 2,000 miles in the opposite direction. When I know that there's 5 flights to London from Philadelphia in a row all day, and they claim that the flight was booked. I know Pat Moffitt from British Airways. I called her ass up on her
dropping homo.
Yeah, I called her up on her cell phone. She's like. It's totally available. So I bought my own ticket here, and hopefully they'll reimburse me, dude. You know what? I'm so fed up, and I'm in London. I want to hear Baby Shambles right now. Sticks and stones may break my bones.
He's dirty.
And hopefully we'll bump into him in Soho.
I'll suck your dick.
But right now,
I say bump.
We're in London, and it might be 7 o'clock on your time, ladies and gentlemen, but it is 2 in the morning over here, and we're getting looted. So,
Funniest movie ever, Borat.
No, go see the funniest movie, Borat. I mean, Jackass.
Lucky number 11 was good.
Shut up, faggot. This is the Radio Bam Series 28 faction.
You know that that's the end, and that's the end so far away. of your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Can you hear that? How do you hear that, man?
Don't you like Baby Shambles while you're in London? Do you feel like you're in another country, Novak? This is the first time you've ever been. You've never been to Canada. You've never been to Mexico. You've been to London. You just got your passport.
How'd they let this motherfucker out of the country? That's what I want to know.
Because he cleared up his warrant.
Yeah, dude, I'm officially a legit legal immigrant.
He hears like, hey man, I need some new warrants, man.
Yeah.
I had to fill out his passport information. The passport number was wrong. The address was wrong.
I just guessed.
How about
like,
Mark Hanna come here?
What a moron.
Mark Hanna got kicked out of England because they go, where are you staying? He had a place to stay. He just didn't know because CKY was picking him up.
Same for the paper out.
He goes, I don't know where I'm staying. They're like, well, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm supposed to get picked up by a band called CKY. Well, where are they? Well, they're supposed to be outside. I don't know. You don't know where you're staying. Dude, it's all you have to do is say, I'm staying at the Marriott in London.
Just lie.
I don't know if it's Camden Town.
Lie.
I don't know if it's Kensington.
And use conditioner, and it would have let him through.
And they sent him back to Philadelphia.
They held him for like 14
it's
hours
so
in a room,
easy.
Though. They held him
to,
one room for like
you don't have to
hours.
Prove any credit card numbers. All you have to do is say, I'm staying at the Hilton in London.
And they're so busy, they're not going to back the line up.
I know. The last thing they care about.
There are Mark Hanna reservations at the Hilton in London. Fuck off.
Yo, if Missy, if you're listening to 877 Porn Bag, call in because I can't even call you from this fucking phone, dude.
Yeah,
no, because Paramount wouldn't
I'll
even pay for my
how,
bill,
dude.
Dimitri.
I'll show
you how. Dude, I gotta take a shit here.
Gee, Dimitri. Hey, West Coast G, what's up?
No, fuck that, dude. I'm East Coast Meech.
What are you gonna be for Halloween, you know?
Alright, here's my idea. Instead of going as Dimitri Leoskovich from Jackass, I'm gonna get some cleats, some shorts, number 10 jersey, and shave my head and headbutt people all night as Zidane. Just headbutt motherfuckers.
That's the guy from France or whatever?
Yeah, that's the guy from France.
That's
fucking. But just headbutt people like, hey, what's up? Boom! Just fucking. Girls, whatevs. Whatevs. Are you on the phone? Are you? Wait,
yeah, I'm
what?
Here, bro.
Oh, snap. That's like stereo.
It's like high-tech shit, isn't it?
Is there someone on the other line?
The whole fucking world.
The whole world?
The whole world's online, dude.
No.
Steve-O is
oh,
hemmed.
No.
Dude,
over now.
Steve-O's hemmed up in his room fucking doing it. He had something delivered by some fat fucking heifer, dude.
You know what's funny? Steve-O is just like, I'm doing so good. I haven't done coke in 1 year from now. Like, yeah, but you're doing Special K and nitrous.
And won't leave your room.
That's worse than anything, dude.
It
Special K is like a horse tranquilizer, and then nitrous is like a balloon that just kills brain cells. Like, dude, do coke instead of that.
Don't do drugs.
Wait, as far as killing brain cells go, the ones that die are the weak ones, so all you got left are the fucking strong ones. The survival of the fittest. He's a fucking genius, man. He killed off all that weak shit. He only got the strong brain cells. It's fucking logic, son.
Well, what was his theory? He said cheating or being faithful in a relationship is fucking other girls with condoms. Wasn't that his theory?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's your theory, too,
hey, yeah, I cheat with pre-existing fucks. I don't
fuck
you broads.
No, Dimitri.
No.
Here's Novak's logic. Novak's logic is cheating. If you hump a new girl, like if he met a new girl from London right now and he humped her, that's cheating on his girlfriend from Maryland.
No, wrong.
But if he met a girl from a year ago that he already banged out, if he already banged her out, then it's not cheating because he already banged her out.
No.
Which is total bullshit. But Steve-O says if you bang out any girl at any point in any place with a condom, it's not cheating.
Because
it's all cheating.
No, this is what cheating is. Kissing a girl on the lips is cheating. Fucking a condom while a girl's vagina is holding it for you is not cheating.
It's all cheating. Any kind of like sexual activity, what even eye contact and getting ready to kiss is still like it's fucked up with against your girlfriend. Like your girlfriend would not want to see you.
You fall in love too easy, bro.
Well, me, just
fall in love too easy with this.
I just happen to find a girl that is like totally cool with everything that I do.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
What did you say?
I can't say. I don't know what he's talking
about.
Why
don't we have a mini bar in here, Dimitri?
Because Paramount won't allow it.
Dude, I can't even hang out in the lobby bar because I have no money, man. I'm not.
Dude, think about
weird.
It. No, think about it. Paramount made $80 million. 72 domestic.
And it comes out in London.
And it
tomorrow.
Comes out in London, and they say it's not in the budget to have a mini bar. It's not in the budget to send two people business class. It's not in the budget. Like, I bought my own ticket to London with you just to fucking come out here to promote the movie that already made $80 million.
I think it's a sentimental thing you did for me, bro, to get me out of the country. I've never been.
It was, I mean, like, you handle your warranty after 7 years. Like, I mean, I had to bring you.
Millionaire.
Well, what do you think of London?
I think it's fucking brilliant, man. We drank all day.
Do you feel like you're in another country?
Yeah, I do, man. It's very unique. It's
what makes tell me what feels like you're in another country.
London's great, man. It's like a shitty New York that's really expensive. It's awesome.
Hey, babe.
Dimitri, I took him to the Charlotte Street Hotel across the street. We drank some beers outside, and I'm kicked out of the Charlotte Street Hotel officially because I pissed all over the basement on film. They had a camera, and I was with Hanoi Rocks, and they were like, excuse me, sir, we have you on film pissing all over the bathroom, and you have to leave. And then Andy McCoy from Hanoi Rocks, the first time I ever met him, goes, you pissed all over the basement? I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. I'm like, right on, dude. But I'm still kicked out. And 3 years later, here I am across the street from the Star Tribune Hotel, and the two doormen are pointing at me and laughing and shit.
Well, I do shots and throw up in the corner. Damn. They're just like, this scumbag hasn't changed one bit. Now he brings his buddy back. He's just as
hello?
Worthless. Who's going to say hello back to us?
Dave.
Who's this?
I called in. It's Matt.
Oh, are you listening?
Yeah, they just had a throw.
Apparently he's listening.
Shut up, bitch. I can't even hear her. It's Missy. Hey.
Hi, babe.
It's a love show now, guys.
Are you in trouble yet or no?
What's that?
Have you gotten in trouble yet?
Don't hang up, idiot. I'm with Dimitri and Novak, and we just painted this ass. The guy who did the donut in my car, we painted his entire car white, and I broke every single window, and now my whole face and body and even my watch is covered in paint, and my shoes and my socks and my eyes. And my eyelashes.
Did you come outside while you were doing it, or did you get away with it?
Babe, you got to talk quieter.
Did you come outside while you were doing it, or did you get away with it?
Are you on a cell phone, damn it?
No, I'm on the house phone.
Talk quiet.
Hi, Missy. It's Dimitri.
Hi, Dimitri.
You're so much hotter than Novak. I wish you were here instead of him. I'm tired of looking at his ass crack. I wish he would buy some underwear.
Oh, man.
What the fuck are you... Why aren't you here?
Because I didn't feel like having to deal with her back sleeping on the floor in our hotel room.
Paramount couldn't afford her to come.
You know what? You're not missing much.
I need to
tell her where we're staying.
Come up with this warm up.
We're staying at the Brady Bunch Hotel right by the airport.
Oh, yeah?
Missy, Wonder Boy's picking up the tab. Everything is great.
Oh, God. It's like yours.
We're sending a bill straight to Cayman. He's going to love it.
What's going on at the house? Is Shipbird inviting more people over?
No, Shipbird's just inviting people over. Kim and Hannah are coming over.
What, damn it?
Kim and Hannah are coming over.
Dude, you're crackling in and out like fucking Snaggle Crack and Pop, dude.
All right, call me a cell.
Take the phone away from your mouth a little bit.
The phone's not in my mouth.
Babe, I'd love to talk to you, but I just can't understand.
Are you praying to Allah?
Allah,
son. Are you on a jihad, babe?
As-salamu alaykum.
Are you going to pull a jihad?
Get some smokes,
meat.
Get some smokes.
Are you there, babe?
Whatever, right? Yeah, yeah. Go
see those movies.
Man almighty. Are you on the home phone?
Yeah, I'm on the home phone.
Dude, it's just fucking today. We're in London for Christ's sake.
Yeah, we're in London, and you're Snackle, Crack, and Pop, dude. I'm gonna play a song and try to get this wireless shit figured out in New York. What song am I supposed to play? Nick Oliveri,
Pour
me a drink. All right, let's hear that shit. This is Radio Bam, and then we're going to get the phone dial situation
from London.
London, drunk.
Late.
band.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Back here in London live, and on our flight to London,
peaceful at all.
We were in the business class lounge, and Novak spotted this old businessman planting his Bose headphones into his suitcase, which we happened to be sitting two seats behind him. So he puts his little plastic bag with a little book in there of Chester County ghost stories.
Like a sicker reading book.
right next to the dude's bag. As soon as he thinks the guy's asleep, he goes sifting through his fucking bag for the headphones because I had a double headphone jack, and I'm listening to the new My Chemical Romance.
Why didn't you bring two pairs of headphones, asshole?
I didn't think about it, man. I was worried about myself.
Ever. You don't ever think.
So here he is holding this dude's headphones. This guy wakes up. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Steal my shit. He's like, and Novak just plays stupid. He's like, I was searching for my book, dude. I don't know. And you're totally in the guy's bag,
dude,
man.
He started hitting the call button like he was on crystal meth. He couldn't hit it fucking fast enough. The stores just came like it was a bomb threat.
They couldn't do anything, though.
I'm glad I missed that.
Are you back?
I'm back. Does it sound better?
Not really. What's going on at the house there?
Nothing right now. I think Tim and G and Hannah are going to come over in a little bit for a bonfire.
G and Hannah for a bonfire?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's late over here.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even sleep yet. As soon as we landed, we went straight to the Charlotte Street Hotel and drank some brews.
Please don't get arrested.
Oh, we're not getting arrested.
Oh, yeah.
We almost got arrested. The police came when we poured the paint and broke all the windows, but we hopped in a taxi and fleed the scene, and Max dealt with it in his Ferrari Enzo, and
he was left to clean the mess up.
We got all over the taxi, and the guy wanted to charge us $1,000 to get it cleaned off, and I got a bucket of water and a towel, and I cleaned it all off for the guy. He was so fed up, and then I got tired. My arm got tired, so I had Novak scrub the rest of it.
Yeah, I just finished. He came right outside. Like, yo, we're doing the radio show. Come on. Make him fuck clean up your mess here, buddy.
So did the guy whose car it was, like, come out while you were doing it?
Well, he was a rugby player, and
big dude.
Thank God his arm was hurt, because I had no idea what the dude looked like, but
he looked like a weasel from the pictures we saw.
Yeah, the pictures, he had like a fucking weaselly-ass smile on his face in my Lamborghini doing a fucking donut, dude. I wanted to kill him so bad.
I'm glad you got him.
But he lived in like an apartment complex, so I couldn't really break the window of his apartment because I didn't know which window it was, you know?
Yeah.
So the alarm was going off, but then all of a sudden it stopped, so we figured this guy was going to come out.
Oh, I broke his sunroof. I broke his front windshield. Every single windshield was completely broken. White paint all over the place. We never even popped his fucking tires.
I know. We didn't have a knife.
You did a lot enough damage.
Well, we should have thought about that.
I did. I thought about it for a second, but we threw our glasses through the window, though.
I can't believe Novak went in that guy's bag.
I needed headphones, miss.
Dude, you are so rude.
It made sense.
It was a businessman. He had a suit on. This
I'm
guy
so
had his eyes
that.
Shut, and Novak's just sifting through his Samsonite bag, just looking for the Bose headphones so we could fucking listen to him because I had a double headphone jack. He's like, damn, I want to listen to My Chemical Romance, too.
Didn't I pass you guys two pairs of headphones?
I don't think the My Chemical Romance number two is as good as number one, dude.
I don't think so.
I started comparing, like, track one with track one, and, and the first one wins, track two, with track two, first one wins. Like,
I like that drum roll song.
Track 10 on the new one is pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, dude, like, it's not all that good.
Well, that's a hard album to follow up on because it was so good.
Yeah, it's still number one in England, I'll tell you that.
Just because it was number one.
So what are you guys doing?
We're in the hotel room.
You and you go back to Dimitri?
Dimitri just left to go get more vodka.
Is Dimitri's girlfriend there? Was she able to fit in the budget?
Dude, nobody was able to get in the budget.
Sucks. No, that you better feel lucky because I gave you my ticket.
Babe, picture
I appreciate it, babe.
Picture Philadelphia, They put us in Cargo City. That's where our hotel is, Essington.
Are you serious?
Picture being at Lou Turk's. That's where we're staying, at Lou Turk's.
I thought they put you up in a real nice place.
It's a nice place, but it's at Lou fucking Turk's.
From anything.
Mm. Yeah, like if you're in Los Angeles, like we're basically staying in Culver City, you know? If we're in Chicago, we're basically staying in Astoria. If we're in Milwaukee, we're basically staying in Appleton. If we're in Cleveland, we're basically staying in Rutland. It's fucking bullshit.
You lost me on those lists, yeah. But Cargo City,
babe.
I get
you
that.
Lost me too, miss.
If we're in New York, we're basically staying in Newark, Delaware.
Oh, carjacking capital.
That's Jersey.
New York, New Jersey. I know the trouble zones.
Well, I hope you boys enjoy yourself.
We're trying.
Yeah.
Trying instead of failing. You know this.
Novak, you're his, like, substitute girlfriend for the week.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty horny, miss. I'm ready to fuck.
God, I got to sleep next to his fucking ass.
Oh, he's not sleeping on the floor.
No, at least I have a king-size bed, but, I mean, like, he's still, like, right next to me.
Hey, do you remember the time we were in New York City when we first started dating and we had to share a room with Novak and he climbed in bed next to me completely naked? I freaked out.
Was he loaded?
I don't remember that.
It was the three of us. We were all in one bed. He took his pants off and climbed in bed.
I must have shit-faced.
And I was like, bam, switch. You sleep in the middle. I'm not sleeping next to Novak naked.
Did you know that he banged Becky out in fucking Kuma in the bathroom?
Yeah, he told me that when he was at the house.
He hasn't seen her for 6 months.
She is a brilliant whore.
I like her. I think she's great. Like,
you just like her because you're both Jews.
I know. And because she's so brutally honest. Like, she's just
Yeah. Yeah. The first time she ever met Missy, she goes, "Hi, I'm Becky. I just wanted to let you know that I'm like a whore and I know that." Like, or no, a slut, she said. Dude, the fact that she knows that she's a slut and she knows that she wants fucking multiple dicks is fucking brilliant.
She just admits it.
If anybody goes, "You're a fucking whore, bitch," she goes, "I know." She's hot, too.
She's a girl who gets called on a Saturday night to come out and party.
Yeah, like, the girl who says she's not a slut will be sitting at home playing fucking video games on a Saturday night. Becky probably gets called up by 10 dudes because they love how she just wants to get humped by multiple people.
Mm-hmm. She can't get enough dick.
Yeah.
Sounds like marriage material to me, fellas.
Are you going to marry your aunt?
No. I know it's better than that.
Dude. If you even went to like Pocopson to get like a bite to eat, she's getting railed by the fucking
the
Wawa owner, you know, like
getting railed by the busboy.
That's the thing. Like, if you're with Becky, you'll have fun with her. But the minute you even leave for 15 minutes, she's getting railed at Max Millions, dude.
Like, you go get her beer at the bar, and she's jerking off the dude she's dancing with.
Yeah,
she'd rather get banged out in Rex's mosh pit than like a Hilton in Beverly Hills.
Dude, she would prefer the Rex's mosh pit to get banged out in than a fucking Beverly Hills Hilton.
Yeah, with a PBR in her hand instead of Crip Out.
I'm serious.
She's right in my alley. Cheap and easy.
She would rather get banged hanging onto a dumpster in the back of Rex's than fucking the Beverly Hills Hotel.
But I still like her.
And that's something I can make happen.
She doesn't try to hide, like, how she is. She's just honest.
Why can't every woman be like her?
I know.
If I can,
all the women in your life are like her.
If I can make it happen, I want every woman on this earth to be like her. Then pussy's obtainable at any time. You just walk out front and just pick whichever broad you want to fucking game on.
Oh, God.
You gotta appreciate how she's just so open, though.
Yeah, that's why I like her. Like, there's tons of girls that I don't like.
There is no bullshit with her. Like, and remember. Remember when Franz tried to fucking...
Oh.
Dude, Franz is like a crazy dude in bed. He'll try to, like, choke the back of your neck and shit, and then she'll get all freaked out and realize, like, Jesus Christ, I'm with a psychopath in South Philly in a house that I don't even know about. Like,
weird things on the wall.
Oh, man, you told me a crazy story about Franz that, like, scarred me for life.
He's like a serial killer, the girl would think, I bet.
Yeah.
Plus, he has that big-ass dick, too, so they probably get intimidated from that. Dude, Franz has a serious meat bat, dude.
He likes to just humiliate women, I think.
Yeah, that's his thing. He likes that.
Yeah.
I guess he finds women that like it, too. I don't know.
Yeah, well, the girl he's with, they've been together for 3 years.
Yeah, so I guess she likes it. Who knows?
He probably slaps his dick against her face and shit.
Oh,
she totally likes it. Girls like that shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, every girl
I don't like that shit.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm a nice girl.
that you know, you really know you like it if you say you're that nice girl. Every girl says I'm a nice girl. I don't do that. That means they do it. And they're
no, really, I am a nice girl.
Heard it all before. I've heard that before.
Damn.
Dude, I'm covered in pain. I can't believe this.
We have no clothes. We're fucked.
Dude, we flew in with no. Dude, even the passport people were like, "Where the hell is your shit?" I'm like, "We don't have any." They're like, "Well, where are you staying?" And like, the Cheswick Hotel or whatever. And like, they ended up letting us go, but like, they're like, "Well, how are you gonna change?" I'm like, "I'm not gonna change."
Ew. Hey,
no shit, ew. And the whole 3 ounce bullshit. You can't take deodorant. You can't take hair gel. Such bullshit, man. You spend like $50 buying all this crap, and they just take it from you. You don't even use it. Throw it in the trash.
Can you do me a favor while you're there?
No.
Now, that's a nice boy.
Man, please.
Yeah.
Because I willingly didn't go so you and Novak could have fun together. Will you go to Topshop and buy me something that you think I'll like?
I don't know where that is.
They're all over. Just ask somebody.
What's Topshop?
Come on, please.
I'll look.
Just like a hat or like a scarf.
I'll try.
Do it.
I'll try.
Do it.
I believe him.
Hey, Los Angeles, what song we got next? Hello there.
What the
fuck?
Yeah,
we got the you want it.
Oh, the Editors? Oh, they're an English band and we're in England, so that would make sense now, wouldn't it?
Proper.
Let's hear that shit. Hey, babe, I'm going to talk to you later, all right?
All right, call me later when you can.
Okay.
Okay.
See you, miss.
Bye-bye. Bye, no, bye.
Bye. Hey, yo, babe. I still love the Lionel, baby. Keeps me awake, but I don't mind.
This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Radio Man, Sirius 28 Faction.
This is Ben and me, Novak, and we're in London. And I've been in London for the first time because I cleared my warrants.
I know. I see all kinds of heroin chic and cool rock gear here, man.
How did you end up clearing your warrants?
I got pulled over driving with no seatbelt, and they gave me, I scaled out.
And they found all your warrants?
Yeah, and they all popped up. And
how much time and how much money do you have to pay?
Fuck, I don't know. I think the lawyer's fees were like $6,000 I paid, and then I was probably paid about a total of $8,000, $9,000. But fucking, Oh, dude, I had to go to jail, my last jail stop, because they took me to each jail so I could bail myself out on the bail. And they fucking put me in a maximum security section with a armed bank robber from St. Petersburg, Florida, which is a maximum security federal prison. They're in the same cell. And he's already has 18 years, and he's trying to get this old, like, 86 armed bank robber. He's trying to get 4 years for it to run concurrent. So that's 18, 19, 22 years he wants to spend in jail, and he's completely fine with it. And I'm sick in jail. Oh, fucking, they gave me some food, and it was all fucked up. This food is absolutely horrible.
Is this the leaky-ass story?
Yeah. And I was dead asleep, and all of a sudden I thought I had a fart. And I slept with no clothes on. And they have bunk beds in there, and I'm on top, and I fucking shit, and my ass is against the wall, and the shit ran down the wall, so it ended up in front of his face. Cause his
bloody
face,
shit.
Yeah, bloody shit, and his face was against the wall. Dude, he was going to fucking murder me. I had to tap on the door and just fucking beg for the SEALs to get me out.
Didn't you have to tell him that it was your bloody elbow?
Yeah, well, yeah, I tried to lie, but he smelled it, dude. It was right in his face. It was just shit. And he's, I mean, this dude has been in prison for already 4 years. He's going to do 22. He's like, he's like, you're a visitor. I live here, motherfucker. You don't own this place. So I start banging on the door, and thank God my lawyer got me out, like, within that hour, man.
Wasn't he cool with being in there for 20 years or something?
Dude, he was completely fine with it, man. Like,
21 years?
He was, like, 22. He didn't use the phone. He didn't call anybody. Like, he just cut off the complete outside world.
And it was your bloody ass, and you had to say, oh, my elbow is bloody. Well, let me see your bloody elbow.
Dude, I was...
Were you trying to scratch your elbow to make it start bleeding?
Dude, I was willing to do anything. It was big black. Dude, man, he was doing federal time in St. Petersburg, Florida. Wherever St. Petersburg is. Where's St. Petersburg?
That's Florida.
Yeah, they flew him down there for him, man. Hell, man, jail, it was absolute hell. Because I had to go to I was out on $80,000 worth of bails, man. So I had to go to like six different jails where my warrants were, man. So I was sitting there for like two weeks, man, going from jail to jail.
So how many warrants did you have? Because you told me two, liar.
Six traffic ones came up. I didn't even know I had.
Just bullshit-ass traffic ones?
Yeah, like traffic ones.
What were the two serious ones?
I only had one serious. I only had one criminal.
What was the one serious one?
Violation of probation.
When?
When I moved to your house. Because I just stopped going.
You moved?
I just stopped reporting to my probation officer. And I was supposed to be pissing twice a week.
That sucks, because it was for a good cause.
I went to court for it, and I had 18 months probation where I was supposed to piss twice a week, see the lady twice a week, once a week, piss twice a week. And then I only did like 2 weeks of it to move to your house. And now when I went to court, like right before I came here, and the judge reduced it to 100 hours community service, but all I have to do is speak to it.
I wish I could just see the judge and be like, dude, Novak going from Baltimore to Westchester, Pennsylvania is a blessing in disguise, because even if he wanted heroin or whatever, you can't even find it in a small town like that. Like, him being in Baltimore, whenever he thinks about anything, he knows exactly the block to go find it.
Lawyer did that, so now I got to do a speak at schools for 100 hours, like high schools, elementary schools.
Don't be all fucked up on vodka or Klonopin or something.
I don't, dude.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Maybe a beer or two.
A beer or two. who the fuck goes to the bar and has a beer or two?
Yeah, that's pretty much impossible. That's just alcoholic trying to fool himself.
It could be 2 in the afternoon, and if I go to the bar, I'm not having a beer or two.
Especially on a rainy day.
I know. You love rainy days,
dude,
too.
I wish every day was dark and rainy. Maybe because it's like my life.
No, I've never gone to a bar and had just 2 beers. Well,
you had to have.
If I did, I rushed home and went right to bed because I was over it.
Or just like a lunch and you just want to do a beer with it. But then,
nah, that doesn't even work.
Yeah, lunch and a beer just keeps
going.
Dude,
food and booze is not mixed with me. Like, I'll barf it up, dude, because it'll ruin the flow of my drinking schedule.
What's the flow of your drinking schedule?
A big belly filled with, like, pasta just ruins the booze flow, so...
It's ruined like a big pile of shit.
It's because Shipbird been starting these campfires, and we were like, let's cook marshmallows and pork and beans and stuff,
dude,
and then we cooked all these pork and beans. Dude, I've been ripping farts for the past 4 days straight.
I'm sorry for missing. I don't have a fucking sleep in that bed with you, man.
It'll probably go away soon.
It probably doesn't mean definitely. You gotta see a doctor. You better fucking get Phil to call a doctor for you. You have mental problems. You have physical problems. You are fucked. What's your plan? What are you going to do here, bro?
Well, We have maybe an hour left of the lobby bar downstairs, so we should probably call this shit quits and go downstairs. But I must say that Veins of Jenna is out on filthynote.com, and you could also go to Hot Topic and get it. So we're going to play you some Veins of Jenna, and also the new Cradle of Filth is out, and Villa Vallo has a track on it. It's called Byronic Man, and it is fucking so good. I just heard it today for the first time. So we're going to play both of these songs, and we are saying over and out.
We'll be drinking beer at the lobby bar.
So we are in London live, and we will see you in a week.
Later.
Late.
Radio Bam Faction. 28.
out in a gondola. I tripped my foot on a fallen storm, and there's nothing like a muffin of Venetian tall to let you know. Just burn you.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.